们继续来看何西阿书的第六章。
Let's continue to read Hosea chapter 6.
何西阿书第六章。
Hosea chapter 6.
来吧，我们归向神，他施力我们也必医治，他打伤我们也必缠裹。第二节。
Verse 2.
过两天啊，他必使我们苏醒。第三天他必使我们兴起，我们就在他面前得以存活。第三节。
Verse 3.
我们务要认识神，竭力追求认识他。他出现借助晨光，他必临到我们像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。那这个第六章第五章的书啊，因为神向以色列民发怒。
In chapter 5, since God was angry toward the Israelites.
所以神要让以色列被掳。
And so that God led the Israelites to be captivated.
神说啊，他向以色列人啊，好像那个狮子啊，要把他们撕裂。
And say that God said that I was just like a lion and I would devour.
他说没有人可以从神的手下把他们救出来。
And I'll tell them, and no one can rescue them away from my hands.
因为我们从以上就知道以色列民啊，他们真的大大得罪神。
Because from our study, we know the Israelites they sin greatly against God.
所以神让他们到外邦的地方，要让他们在那边受苦啊，然后。要让他们的回头归向神。
And so after they have been enslaved in the Gentile lands, and then they suffer a great deal.
那我们在早上祷告会的时候谈到十五节。
And in this morning section, the prayer, we talk about chapter verse 15.
神说要回到原处。
And said, I will return again to my place.
要让他们自觉有罪。
And so until they acknowledge their guilt,
来寻求主的面
and seek my face.
在极难当中啊，他们就会切切的寻求主。
And so in their distress, they will beg my favor.
那这个第六章开始啊，是先知对百姓的呼唤。
And chapter 6 is a calling of the prophet toward the people.
让他们知道说啊，因为他们得罪神啊，惩罚来到了。
And so let them realize because they sinned against God, therefore the punishment came.
鼓励他们要归向神。
And encourage them to return back to the Lord.
说神虽然撕裂我们，但是也会医治我们。
Because it is He who have torn, but He also will heal us.
这好像父母亲在管教儿女。
Just like a parents chastising the children.
犹太人的有一本书叫《犹太人的父母》。
There's a book that says the parents of the Israelites.
那他们在对儿女的管教的确不太一样。
And actually, they have a different way of chastisement.
那里面有说到啊，对儿女的管教啊，一手打，但是要另外一手要把它抱起来。
And so they use one hand to chastise the children, but use the other hand to embrace them.
所以他们有时候白天管教孩子，有时候很严厉。
And during the daytime, they chastise very severely.
但在晚上要睡觉之前啊，一定要跟孩子讲清楚。
But at night time before the sleep, they would say very clearly to the children.
爸爸妈妈为什么要管教你？
Then why the parents would chastise you?
错在哪里？
And what is wrong?
你应该怎么做？
And what she should do?
然后跟他抱一抱，亲一亲。
And then we embrace them and also kiss them.
不要让孩子在那个。还心里很不舒服的情况之下入睡。
And the neighbor allowed the children to sleep under distress.
所以他们教育就是一手打，但是要一手要把它抱起来。
And so their way of education is one use one hand to chastise them, but the other hand to embrace them.
神对以色列百姓也是一样。
And likewise, the Lord. The way treated
他们的错误一方面要管教
because they are wronging and so they have to be chastised
但是管教的目的啊，就是要让他们能够真正的悔改能够结出平安的果子来
but the purpose of chastisement is for them to be repentant and also bear the fruits
所以当他们能够悔改归向神啊，神的恩典啊，就领导他们
and whenever they repent and return back to the Lord, then the grace of God will come upon them.
所以先知就呼唤以色列民。
And so this is a calling, a prophet to the Israelites.
所以我们应当啊, 回头归向神。
Let us return back to the Lord.
虽然他撕裂我们, 但是他会医治我们。
Although he has torn us, but he also will heal us.
虽然他打伤我们, 他也会为我们缠裹。
He has struck down us, but he will also bind us up.
这是父母亲的一个爱。
This is the love of the parents.
第二节说啊, 过两天以后啊, 他就会让我们施行第三天啊, 我们就可以先起, 我们可以存活。
And so see, after 2 days, he would revive us. On the third day, he would raise us up, that we may live before him.
他们在短时间啊, 就能够复兴啊, 那个兴旺起来。
In other words, in short terms of time, they shall revive.
主要归向神啊。
And as long as they return back to the Lord.
所以圣经里面说，虽然一宿啊，一个晚上啊，有哭泣。
So the Bible says, although there's we are weeping during the night.
但是到了天亮的时候，就能够唱歌欢呼。
But in the day of the dawn, and we shall sing for joy.
因为神不会永远怀怒。
Because our God never shows the everlasting anger.
因为他有丰盛的怜悯跟慈爱。
Because he have a mercy and loving kindness.
所以管教的目的就是要领归向神。
And so the purpose of chastisement is help us to return back to the Lord.
当归向神了以后啊, 神就接纳你。
And when we ever turn back to the Lord, and he will accept us.
让你先起, 让你存活。
And he will raise us up, he will bind us up.
第三节说, 我们要认识神。
And verse 3 says that we shall come to know the Lord.
竭力追求认识他。
And we should strive hard to know him.
真的我们要竭力的去追求认识神。
Yes, we really need to press on to know the Lord.
神有他不一样的属性。
Because he has different kind of divine character.
当然神有他慈爱的一面。
He has the side of mercy.
但是他有公义的赏罚。
He also has the other side of the righteousness, the reward or punishment.
他又是一个圣洁祭邪的神。
He's a God of holiness, and he hates the evil.
所以我们要去认识神。
And so we have to know, come to acknowledge him.
晓得神的旨意。
To know his will.
在圣经里面呢，有谈到说我们要竭力要做到的几件事情。
And so the Bible have something that we have to pursue.
竭力就是尽到你最大的努力。
When we exert the effort, that means we try our best.
要竭力进窄门。
That we have tried our best to get enter into the narrow gate.
那个门虽然很小，路很门很窄，路很小。
Even the gate is very narrow. And also, the path is also very narrow.
很不容易走，进去的人也少。
It's not easy to get into, and those people get into are very few.
但是那是一个永生的门路。
But that way would lead to the eternity.
唯有努力的人呐，才能够进去。
But only for those that exert the effort, they can enter into the gate.
所以有的人问主耶稣说啊，得救的人少吗？
And so someone asked Jesus Christ, is that the numbers of few, those they are saved?
主耶稣没有说多或者是少。
Jesus didn't say answer, say a lot or just a few.
说你要努力进窄门。
However, he said that you have to exert the effort to get into the gate.
努力的人就可以得到了。
And for those they try hard, they can get it.
希伯来斯里面说, 我们竭力进入那安息。
And books of Hebrews said that we shall try our best to get into the rest.
虽然以色列人他们在埃及地受苦,
When Israelites they suffer in the time of wilderness,
神亲自来拯救他们,
and God rescued them.
神说以色列人的哀声我听见了,
and God said that they are groaning. I have listened.
他们在埃及人手下受苦，我也看见了。
And I also have seen that they suffer under the hands of Egyptians.
我现在下来就是要把他们拯救。
But now I come down to rescue them.
让他们脱离埃及人的苦。
And so
带领他们进到一个流奶与蜜之地。
And so they can get rid of bondage. They can enter into the promised land.
虽然以色列人被神的大能把他们救出来。
and although they have been rescued by the mighty hands of God.
当然很可惜啊, 很多人在 旷野当中一个一个就倒下去了。But
however, one after the other, they died in the land of desert.
所以希伯来书的作者说啊，谁是让神厌烦了、让神发怒的一些人？And
so in books of Hebrews say, who are those? They arouse the wrath of God.
不是神借着摩西把他们从埃及地带出来的一些人吗？
Isn't that those people that God used the hands of Moses and led them out of the land of Egypt?
他们40年在旷野当中啊，试探观看神的作为。
40 years of time when they wandered in the land of desert, they observed God's mighty deed.
他们不相信神。
They didn't believe in God.
所以神一开始感到很烦恼。
And so initially, God was very God feel that he was very loathful to look at these people.
然后神就发怒。
And then God get into anger.
最后啊，神就发誓。
And then God said an oath.
说这世代的人啊，绝不可以进到我的安息。
These people of this generation shall never enter into the rest.
因为他们存着不信的恶心啊，把永生的神离弃了。
Because that they have the mind of unbelief, and they totally despise against the eternal God.
希伯来书的作者就说啊，我们有些人啊，好像赶不上了。
And Hebrews also says some of us just like we just cannot catch up with it.
所以我们要趁着现在还在的时候，还有现在的时候。
And so that we shall seize this moment, this moment's opportunity.
要常常互相的激励，要竭力进入那个真正的安息。
That we have mutual encouragement, therefore that we can all enter into the eternal rest.
那个安息啊，不是地面上的迦南地的安息。
That eternal rest is not referred to the rest in the canon.
也不只是我们在地面上所的星期六的安息。
Not only that limited in the Sabbath day that we observe in this world.
因为神有一个另外安息日的安息是为神的选民存留的。
But there's the rest of the Sabbath rest which have been prepared for those people that believe in him.
像神造物的工完成了，他就安息一样。
Just like when the Lord, he finished the creation of the world, he rested.
所以神在天上为我们预备一个永恒的安息。
Therefore, the Lord has prepared the eternal rest place for us in heaven.
所以我们要竭力进到那个永恒的安息之地。
And so we have to strive hard to get into that eternal rest.
那我们也要竭力认识神。
And we also have strive hard to know him.
说他出现的时候好像晨光。
Because we have shown just like the morning light.
他临到我们的时候好像甘霖春雨。
He came to us just like the rain or the spring rain.
我们知道这个黎明之前的时刻是最黑暗的时的。
We know when the time coming to the dawning or the morning, that was the darkest hour during the day.
那清晨的入光来到啊，黑暗就消失掉。
But by the time when the morning light shines, and it will draw away the darkness.
就给大地带来光明。
And it brings the light to the whole earth.
说神的怜悯啊， 临到我们。
And so when the mercy of God come upon us.
所以借着主耶稣的救恩临到大地。
And through the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ come to the whole earth.
所以我们本来在黑暗死荫的人就看到了大光。
And so when previously we were under the shadow of the darkness, but now we can see the light.
因为借着这个大光就把我们的脚带上平安的道路。
Because through this light it illuminates the path, so we can walk to the path of peace.
因为神好像晨光一样照耀我们。
Because God, just like the morning shining light, shine upon us.
是要让黑暗消失，带给我们光明。
And so it dispels away the darkness of night and give us the light of the morning.
所以当神的光照耀我们的时候，
And so when the light of God shine on us,
我们所有一切黑暗啊，全部消失掉。
And all the darkness would disappear.
我们就会行在光明当中。
And we shall walk on the light.
说他临到我们，好像甘霖，好像春雨一样。
So he came to us just like a shower or like the spring rain.
那这个大地因为干旱，没有雨水， 他就没有办法生长菜树。
Because the whole earth was in famine, without the rainfall, it cannot bear the vegetation.
所以甘霖村里临到的时候他就得到猪润，就可以生长各样的五谷。
But when the showers come or the spring rain comes, and it would water the earth and it would grow up the vegetation.
我们的心灵很饥渴。
And our heart is also dry ground.
因为我们离开了神。
Because we have stayed away from God.
所以阿摩斯书里面说人饥饿干渴不是因为没有饼没有水。
And so the books of Amos say that when we hunger, it's not because we don't have bread or we don't have the food.
因为人离开了神，失掉神的恩，得不到。失掉了神的灵。
But because we have stayed away from God, we do not have the Spirit of God or the Word of God.
那神的恩典呢，要滋润我们的心呢，好像雨水滋润大地一样。
But however, the mercy of God, would just shower on our heart, just like spring rain, water the earth.
带来希望就能够结出各样美好的果子来。
It brings up the hope, therefore we can bear all the good fruits.
所以我们要竭力的追求认识神。
And so we had to press on to know the Lord.
看第四节。
And verse 4.
主说：“以法莲啊，我可以向你怎样行呢？”犹大啊，我可像你怎样呢？因为你们的良善如早晨的云雾，又如世上的甘露。神说他想要医治以色列人呐。
God said that he wants to heal the Israelites.
但是神非常感叹。
But he have a big longing.
说我要向你们怎么办呢？
He said, what shall I do with you?
因为你们的良善好像那个早晨的云雾，世上的甘露一样。
Because your love is just like a morning cloud or the dew that goes away early.
那这个清晨的云雾跟甘露这个短暂出现，阳光出来就消失掉了。
Because the morning cloud or the dew would just stay temporarily, but by the time when the lights come out, they would disappear.
虽然先知呼唤他们要归向神。
Although the prophet summoned them to come back to the Lord,
要存敬畏的心
and with a godly heart,
他们好像听了，但是他们的良善一下子又消失掉了。
Although that they have heard it, but their goodness would disappear away, just like morning dew or the
night. 虽然一时的感动但是后来还是没有办法维持下去，又继续的行恶。
Seems like they have been moved for a moment, but they continue on their sin.
说神神说我要怎么对待你们呢
？And so the Lord said that, what shall I do with you?
你们的良善好像那个云雾，好像甘露，很快又消失掉了。
Because all your goodness just like a morning cloud, or the dew would goes away very early.
第五节说因此我借着先知砍伐他们。
And verse 5 said, therefore that I have hewn them by the prophets.
以我口中的话来杀戮他们。
And have killed them by the words of my mouth.
我施行的审判如光发出
And my judgment go forth like the light.
因为他们的良善消失掉了，继续的行恶。
Because all the goodness had disappeared and they continue on sin.
所以神的审判继续的临到他们。
Therefore,God's judgment would come forth as a light.
他说，一方面借着先知来砍伐他们。
And so that through the prophet, God had hewn them.
当然不是真的借着先知拿着刀去砍他们。
It doesn't mean that this prophet, they wave the sword and kill them.
因为先知是来传达神的话语。
Because the prophet is a messenger of God, proclaim the word of God.
神借着先知传达信息来警告他们。
And so God used a prophet to give the warning to warn against his people.
我们看耶利米书第一章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 1.
耶利米书第一章。
Jeremiah chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
耶利米书一章第九节。
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9.
于是神伸手按着我的口对我说：“我已将当说的话传给你。”第十节。
Verse ten。
看我今日立你在列邦列国之上，为要施行拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，又要建立灾子。 神呼召耶利米做先知。
And so God summoned Jeremiah as his prophet.
但是耶利米说啊，我是年幼的，我怎么会呢？我要说什么呢？
But the Jeremiah says, well, I'm just a boy, and so what can I do if you send me?
神对他说啊，你不要说你是年幼的。
And but the Lord said, you never said that you were just a boy.
我差你到你那到哪里去，你就要去。
But wherever I send you, you shall go.
我吩咐你说什么话，你就说什么话。
And what I commanded you, you have to say it.
虽然百姓很凶恶啊，他们不听你，但是你不要怕。
Although the people they are fierce and they were not afraid of you.
因为我要跟你同在。
But however, should not be afraid of them because I'll go with you.
啊，那个神就伸手按着先知的口。
And then the Lord put his hands on the mouth.
说将当说的话传给他。
And put the necessary word to him.
所以耶利米先知被设立了以后。
And so once Jeremiah he had been ordained.
神说啊，他要负责。拔出拆毁毁坏倾覆的工作。
And God said that I would fulfill my work to pluck out, to pull down, to destroy, to overthrow.
因为百姓犯了罪啊，所以神要把他们拆毁掉。
Because the people they sin against God, so God would pluck them out.
然后让他们能够归回以后来重建他们的信仰。
But once they return back, they can rebuild their faith.
那所以神借着先知啊，有时候传警告啊。
And so God used the prophet to give the warning.
因为他们的罪恶来攻击他们。
And because their sin, so God attacked them.
神也要借着他自己本身的话。
But God also used the word of himself.
来杀戮这些犯罪的百姓。
Would kill those the sinful people.
因为这是神的审判。
Because this is the judgment of God.
所以先知是守望者了。
And so the prophet actually they are the watchmen.
所以百姓犯了罪以后，先知就不能够闭口不言。
And so once the people sin against God, the watchmen, the prophet cannot keep themselves.
如果没有讲该讲的话，要在神要追讨他的罪。
If they do not give the warning to say the word they have to say, then God would chastise them.
这是神的审判
Because this is the judgment.
我们来看提撒罗尼迦前书五章
Let's go to the First Thessalonians chapter 5.
提撒罗尼迦前书五章十九节
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19.
跟二十节
And verse 20.
提撒罗尼迦前书五章十九节
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。二十节。
And verse 20.
不要藐视先知的讲论。这里讲到以上所谈到的就是神的旨意了。
And what we have mentioned is the will of God.
让我们能够常常喜乐，常常感恩。
I say that we shall be joyful and we shall show our gratitude.
然后说啊，不要消灭圣灵的感动。
And then continue to say, do not despise the words of prophets.
因为神的灵在我们身上啊，是要来教导、带领我们。
Because when the Spirit indwells in us, the Spirit will guide us.
所以圣灵会常常在我们身上来感动。
And so the Spirit would always move in our heart.
用那个微小的声音啊，没有声音的声音来感动你。
And sometimes use a very small voice.Or the speechless.
So, 有时候我们心思意念不正确了。
And sometimes the inner will or something that we meditate in the heart is not true.
圣灵会帮助你了解。
And the Holy Spirit will move you to understand.
有时候圣灵会让你感到挫折。
And sometimes that you blame on yourself.
这样的话，你不要再硬心要顺服圣灵。
And then you should not be step naked. You should submit yourself to the will of the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵的感动之下，受圣灵的带领。
And so, when the Holy Spirit moves you, you submit to the movement of the Holy Spirit.
这样我们就可以慢慢的按照神的旨意来行，慢慢的达到完全。
And then, according to God's will, we will slowly collect our wrongness.
那么在罗马书里面说啊，我们虽然信主，我们受洗也得圣灵。
And so, books of Romans said, although we believe in the Lord, we have been baptized.
但是我们还有肉体，有肉体上的一些欲望。
But we still have some carnal desire.
啊，但是我们就要选择，你要体贴圣灵还是体贴肉体。
But we had to make a choice whether we submit ourselves to the carnal desire or the desire from the Holy Spirit.
你如果体贴圣灵，顺服圣灵，就是生命平安。
If you submit yourself to the Holy Spirit, there's life and also the peace.
如果体贴肉体啊，为着满足肉体的欲望，放纵犯罪。
But if you submit yourself to the carnal desire and to fulfill your flesh desire,
then you sin against God.
And the end result is death.
所以圣灵在我们身上是要来帮助我们。
And so the Holy Spirit during the heart is to help us.
所以我们要常常让圣灵充满。
And so we have to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
让我们的生命、心力都能够更新变化。
And so we shall be renewed inside out.
让我们能够满心知道神的旨意。
And so we can come to the full acknowledgement of the
Lord. 能够在各样的善事上多多结果子。
We bear the good fruits in all the good, in all the goodness.
让我们能够力上加力，而能够把神的道行在我们的生活当中。
And so we shall be strengthened upon our strengths, and we can fulfill our duty.
我们得圣灵啊，不只是说我会说方言。
And so when you receive the Holy Spirit, it's not only speaking tongue.
我们要常常在圣灵里面祷告。
We have to pray in the Holy Spirit.
因为说方言就是要造就我们自己。
Because when we pray in the Spirit and in tongues, it is to edify our faith. 让我们的灵命
真正的能够更新变化。
And so we can be transformed and be renewed.
能够结出各样圣灵的果子来。
And we can bear all the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
所以不要消灭圣灵的感。
And so do not quench the movement of the Holy Spirit.
不要藐视先知的讲论。
And do not despise the speech of the prophet.
神借着在各时代兴起先知啊，来传达神的旨意。
Because in every generation, God raised up the prophet and to give his message.
所以圣经里面说啊，神借着先知把以色列人从埃及带出来。
And so the Bible said that through the prophets, God have rescued the Israelites out of the land of Egypt.
以色列民也是借着先知得到保存。
And because through the hands of the prophet, they have been preserved.
这个是在何西阿书十二章十三节。
And this is recorded in Hosea chapter 12 verse 13.
何西阿书十二章十三节。
Hosea chapter 12 verse 13.
虽然我们现在没有先知的职分了，没有职称了。
Seems like we don't have the position or this title as a prophet today.
但是神借着一些圣职人员、一些领会者，他们就是做先知讲道。
But whoever preaching or they are the preacher, they just like the prophet message deliver.
在圣灵的感动之下，把神的话语把它述说出来。
And under the movement of the Holy Spirit, they would reiterate the word of God.
所以我们不要藐视先知的讲论。
So never despise the message of the prophet.
我们看雅各书第一章。
Let's refer to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
十九节
verse 19.
一章十九节
James chapter 1 verse 19.
我亲爱的弟兄啊，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。二十节
and verse 20.
因为人的怒气并不成就神的意。二十一节
verse 21.
所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和淫语的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是那能够救你们灵魂的道。这里讲到说要快听啊，慢慢动怒。
Here says that we have quickly listened but slow to speak.
这个是动怒，为什么动怒啊？
And how come we get anger?
如果从整个看下来啊，是有的人在听道理的时候动怒。
And if we read the whole chapter, we understand some of the people, when they listen to the word, they get angry.
And
how come the speakers always point the fingers to me?
到底谁啊,去跟他命告啦?
Maybe someone has secretly revealed my situation to him.
事实上啊, 我们领会的时候, 我们不会说专门去准备一篇道理啊,来责怪某一个人。
And it's not possible any speaker they necessarily prepare something to point the finger to one individual.
那我们知道说我们是有圣灵的教会。
Because we have the Holy Spirit in our church.
有时候在讲道当中啊, 神的灵会感动。
And during the speech, the Holy Spirit will work.
针对某一个人的需要。
And also will pinpoint the need of one individual.
所以我们有时候听这个讲道的人来讲道, 好像怎么句句都好像在诅咒你在讲。
And so we listen carefully to the person who delivered the message, just like it pierces our heart.
And
it feels that you will pierce in your heart.
但是我们呢, 不要因为怎么老是看起来好像在批评我,在攻击我, 所以就动怒了。
But don't get angry. It seems like all this message is just pinpoint to me.
我听说以前有一个弟兄啊,
I heard that there's a brother in the past.
他不喜欢某一个人讲道。
He never wanted to listen to certain person preach.
来聚会的时候,
and so he come to the church meeting.
一进到会堂说, 诶, 怎么是他?
And he discovered, well, that's
掉头就回去了。
To preach in the pulpit, so he just turned to leave away from the church.
有时候看到不喜欢, 听的道理, 他圣经拿起来就遮着自己的脸, 不太愿意听。
And sometimes he doesn't like the topic, so he would just raise up the Bible to cover his face and never want to listen.
事实上我们要, 好好地领受神的道理。
As a matter of fact, that we have to receive the word of God.
那人讲道的人很重要。
And for sure that the speaker himself is very important.
所以主耶稣对门徒说,
and so therefore Jesus told the disciple,
法利赛人, 他们常常站在摩西的位上来教导人。
Because the Pharisee, they want to stand on the seat of Moses to preach to people.
把难担的重担啊, 放在人的身上。
And they put that unbearable burden on the people.
但是自己一根主头都不动。
But they never want to even stir up their finger.
所以你们啊, 法利赛人所讲的道, 你们要听。
And therefore, what the Pharisee preached to you, you should listen.
但是他们的行为, 你不要效法。
But do not follow their deeds.
当然我们要谨慎我们自己。
We should be careful about ourselves.
我们在讲道的人啊, 讲一方面自己也要教导自己。
Because the speaker not only speak the word, also have to teach himself.
罗马书里面说, 你没有办法教导自己, 你怎么去教导别人?
But so Roman say, if you do not know how to teach yourself, how
can
you teach others?
所以我们在讲道理的时候, 也要自己本身就要先学习, 先思想, 遵行。
So before we deliver the speech, we should meditate and we should learn it ourselves.
当然我们在听到的时候,
and when we're listening,
我们不要说因为某一个人, 我不喜欢他,
it's not because a certain person that I don't like him.
我就不喜欢听他的道理。
And so I don't like his message.
如果说他讲的是神的道理, 我们要听, 要照着去做。
If he delivered the message from God, then we should listen and to do it.
当然他如果有一个不好的行为啊, 当然我们就不要去效法他。
If he have any kind of the shameful deed, we shall not imitate after that.
所以说要快快听啊, 慢慢说,
and so he said that we shall quick to listen, but slow to speech and slow to anger.
所以要脱去一切的污秽跟淫语的邪恶。
We have to get rid of all the uncleanness and also the those bad deeds.
存着温着的心啊, 领受所栽种的道理。
And with the meekness and to let the word implanted in the heart.
所以求神让我们有一颗安静的心灵啊, 能够领受神的道。
And so we pray the Lord give us a quiet heart to receive his word.
因为神的道要是一种生命的种子, 会栽种在我们的心里面。
Because the words of God, just like seed of life, can be implanted in our heart. It would root it in our heart, and you grow and you bear the fruits.
彼得前书第一章里面说啊，我们所领受的不是会朽坏的种子。
Because First Peter chapter 1 said that the seed that we receive is not perishable seed.
而是一种活泼生命之道。
But it's alive and also full of light, full of the vigors of the word of God.
我们领受了神的道啊，我们属灵的生命才会成长。
And once we receive the seed of life, then our spiritual life can grow.
所以神借着道理啊，这先知的话啊，来传达信息。
And so through the message of the prophet, God proclaimed his oracle.
我们看回来俄西亚书六章第六节。
Let's return back to Hosea chapter 6, verse 6.
我喜爱良善。不喜爱祭祀，喜爱认识神胜过燔祭。所以这一段里面呢，谈到神的审判，还有神的喜悦。
Here talk about the God's judgment and what God's love.
先是神的叹息。
The first thing is God's groaning.
按照第六节说啊，神所喜爱的是良善。或者是怜悯的事情。
And verse 6 said that what God desires is a steadfast love and
also show the mercy. 这个祭祀就是拜神的一些仪式。
And the sacrifice is the duty that they offer sacrifice to God.
神喜欢人认识神胜过献燔祭。
But God desires the love better than sacrifice.
我们知道这个献祭很重要啊。
We know that burning sacrifice is very important.
所以当人犯了罪以后啊，亚伯啊，神就指示他们能够借着献祭来赎罪。
And so that when men sin against God, Abel know that through the burning sacrifice, they can redeem their sin.
后来族长啊都要带领献祭。
And all the tribe leader have to lead the sacrifice.
以色列人来到了西乃山啊，神就告诉他们要献五大祭。
When when they reached to the Mount Sinai, they were told to offer five sacrifices.
目的就是要消除罪啊，恢复神跟人之间的关系。
In order to get rid of sin and to reconcile the relationship between man and God.
另外一方面向神感恩啊，也享受在神恩典里面的平安喜乐生活。
And also show the heart of gratitude to God and also enjoy the peace under the blessing of God.
献祭虽然很重要，但是真正的敬畏神啊，属神的道更重要。
Although the sacrifice, the burning offering is important, but to observe God's word is even better.
所以你只有献祭，但是你不敬畏神，心远离神了、这个献祭神不悦纳的。
And so just only offering to God, but without the godly heart in the heart, then your offering will not be accepted.
扫罗面对非利士人的时候
，When King Saul he was facing the Philistine,
因为先知跟他约定说啊，七天以后他要来献祭。
The prophet have a schedule with him. Said wait for 7 days, and I'll come back to do the sacrifice.
他一直等啊，等到撒母耳都不来。
But he keep waiting, but Samuel didn't come.
他后来就叫人说把祭物拿来，他自己就把它献上去了。
And then he ordered some people to bring the sacrifice, and he put the sacrifice on altar and sacrifice to God.
后来撒母耳来到了。
But then the prophet Samuel came back.
说你做了糊涂事了。
And so that you say that you have done a foolish sin.
他说啊，因为我等不到你来呀、所以我就勉勉强强把祭物献上去了。
But so Argue said, I have waited for you, but you never return. So therefore, I offer the sacrifice myself.
但是撒母耳对他讲了一句话。
But Samuel told him one statement.
听命胜过献祭。
To listen to the word of God is better than sacrifice.
顺从胜过公羊的自由。
Obedience is better than the oil of the ram.
所以你既然厌弃神的命令，所以神也厌弃你做王。
And since you had despised against God's will, and God would also despise against you, and would never keep your kingdom for you.
所以我们在拜神侍奉神虽然很重要，没有错。
And so that when we worship God And serve God is very important.
但是敬畏神所神的命令更重要。
But to fear God and also keep his commandments is even more important.
如果没有敬畏神啊, 光有形式上的献祭, 神不会悦纳的。
Without the fear of God, but just doing the outside the duty of sacrificing, which you will not accept it to God.
那神说，我喜爱良善，就是喜爱有怜悯的心呐。
And so God said that I desire the love better than the sacrifice, or the knowledge of God rather than the burnt offerings.
虽然这个祭祀拜神的仪式很重要,
although the burning sacrifice is the duty that is important.
但是神更要我们行善有怜悯的心。
But God wants us to do have the mercy and also do the good deeds.
法利赛人他们对神的道理很懂。
The Pharisees they know God's teaching pretty well.
他们什么事情都献上十分之一。
They also have the tithe contribution.
每一个礼拜禁食两次。
And they hold fasting twice a week.
他们很严谨在守律法。
And they vigorously keep the law of God.
但主耶稣说啊, 他们是假冒伪善的。
But Jesus said that the Pharisees they are the hypocrites.
他们表面上在禁食，在献十分之一。
And so the officially just like they keep the they do the tithes and they burn the offering.
但是他们暗中在侵吞那些寡妇的家产。
But secretly they have devoured the property of the widows.
所以主耶稣说啊，你们虽然把那个 杯盘的外表洗得很干净,
and so that you have cleaned and decorated the outside of the grave.
但是里面啊, 却很脏,
but inside was very dirty.
所以你们虽然很注重外表的仪式,
although that you pay so much attention to the outside the sacrifice,
但是里面却充满了奸淫肉身跟不义。
But inside of you have adultery and also the unrighteousness deep.
所以虽然有一种崇拜的仪式,
so that you have this kind of the outside duty.
外表装得很虔诚,
you pretend that you are very godly person.
但是神却也不悦纳他们,
but God would not accept them, and God despised against them.
所以神说啊, 我喜爱的是良善, 不喜爱祭祀。
And so God said, I desire the steadfast love, but not sacrifice.
喜爱的是人来认识神, 这个胜过燔祭。
And the knowledge of God rather than the burnt offerings.
第七节,
and verse 7.
说他们好像亚当被约,
and so,
在境内向我行事诡诈,
so they like Adam, they transgressed the covenant and they dealt faithlessly with God.
亚当啊, 神跟他立了什么约?
What kind of covenant God established with Adam?
就是让他们在伊甸园啊, 能够享受各样的果实。
They would live inside the Garden of Eden and enjoy all the fruits in the garden.
但是唯一的善恶果的, 唯一的善恶树的果子不能吃。
But only the tree of the knowledge they shall not eat.
这是神跟亚当他们所立的约。
And so this is a covenant God established with Adam.
让他们有一个丰富的生活。
And so they have a bountiful supply.
有一个非常美好的生活环境。
And also good environment.
但是唯有一个诫命不可以犯。
But there's only one commandment, they shall not sin against it.
但是亚当夏娃却偏偏去得罪神，违背神所吩咐的唯一条诫命。
But very obviously, Adam and Eve, they sin against God by not obeying the commandments of God.
因为他们在那个美好的环境当中去犯罪得罪神。
They live under such a good environment, but they sin against God.
以色列人也是一样。
And likewise, the Israelites.
神给他们美好的土地, 让他们在那里安居。
Because God has granted them with a very fertile land, so they can sit along.
让他们物产丰富, 生活很富足。
They have plenty of the supply, and they live a rich life.
但是他们却向神行事诡诈。
But they did weakly in the sight of God.
违背神的约啊, 离弃神。
And they transgressed the covenant of God, and they sinned against God.
我们看七章, 六章第八节。
And let's take a chapter 6, verse 8.
六章第八节。
Chapter 6, verse 8.
基列是众内人之城被血沾染, 第九节。
And verse 9.
强盗成群怎样埋伏杀人, 祭司结党也照样在事件的路上杀戮, 行那邪恶。 第十节,
verse 10.
以色列, 在以色列家我见了可证的是，在以法莲那里有言行，以色列被玷污了。这里就讲到这个祭司啊，带头犯罪啊。
Here the Bible describes that the priest, they take the role of leading and commit sin.
啊，这个基列啊，是在河东的地方一大片土地。
Gilead is on the side of the north, the right side of the river, and it's a big, huge land.
啊，应当跟后面的事件对照的话，应该指着基列的拉莫城呢。
It should go to the Lama city.
因为在这个河东跟河西啊，总共有六个城叫做陶城。
Because on the right side, on the east side and the right side of the river, there's all the six cities. And there's
这个陶城都有利未人，有祭司住在那里。
In the city of the escape, they have the Levites and the priests stay there.
所以百姓如果他们误犯罪啊，误杀人啊，不是故意的，在无意当中啊去杀掉人呐。
So if by it's a random deed, not the perhaps the premeditation, and someone murder someone, they can escape into the city.
不是仇恨啊，不是谋杀的。
It's not by hatred or my murder.
啊，所以他就要赶快逃到那个城里面去。
And they can run into the city.
啊，城里面的祭司啊，要来保护他。
And then the priest inside the city will protect him.
要审问啊，了解那个实际的情形。如果真的是误杀人的，就要保护他的生命。
And so if they find out the fact, it's not because of the premeditated type of murder, and they shall protect this person.
啊，不要让这个无辜的人啊，被那个报仇的人把他杀掉。
And so that they would keep the life away from the revenger.
啊，本来这个祭司的城啊，利未人的城啊，现在已经堕落了，变成是杀人流血作恶的城。
But however, the city of the priest and the Levite have corrupted and become the wicked city.
说这个祭司啊，跟那些恶人啊结合在一起。
Here say that the priest they cooperate with the evildoers.
所以在那个道路上啊，来杀害无辜。
And so on the way of the road, they will murder those innocent.
有些啊，无辜的人呢、啊，要逃到城里面，但路上啊就被。祭司啊，所派的一些恶人啊，就把他杀掉了。
So when an innocent want to run into the city, they were murdered by those people they have arranged by the evil priest.
所以神说他在以色列当中啊，看到了很多可憎恶的事情。
And so God said that I have seen so many monstrous sin, crime in the land of Israel.
向以色列百姓的宣告审判。
This is a proclamation of God's judgment against the Israelites.
这个十一节就比较难解释。
And verse 11 is a little bit hard to understand.
十一节。
Verse 11.
耶和华，我使被掳之民归回的时候啊，必有为你所命定的收藏。所以到底这一节是好的或是不好的，不是很清楚。
We're not quite clear whether this is it seems something's good or something's bad.
哦，时间到了哈，那我们就祷告。
It's time still, so let's bow him pray.